the family is central to the Creator's plan for the eternal destiny of His children. Each is a beloved spirit son or daughter of heavenly parents, and as such, each has a divine nature and destiny.
I know that if we are sealed here on earth, we have a bond here, and in heaven we're going to have the bond if we live righteously.
In this family, there's no my way or the highway. It's our way.
Often discussions will start just from a little question about the gospel or something we didn't understand, and we'll sort of speak about it. I'm so grateful for the gospel and for personal progress and how it prepared me to one day be a mother and to have my own home.
I've seen our son persevering at coming to church, watching them have family home evening with a little five-year-old that doesn't want to listen, but yet he does listen. They're teaching them the gospel, and they live what they teach. So as your children see you live what you teach, they realize you're not just doing it just because, but it's a part of your life and it's who you are.
No tuve la oportunidad de crecer con mis padres, pero sí tuve el privilegio de vivir al lado de mi abuela. Gracias a ella conocí el Evangelio y gracias a ella me pude realizar de manera personal, espiritual y temporal.
My sisters and my mama are examples because they read their scriptures, partake of the sacraments, and be helpful to other people.
What about serving? It's great to laugh together and play together and have fun. But life isn't perfect and it's not always fun. And we've experienced some challenging moments, but being able to face them together with the Lord has really strengthened us and brought us a lot of comfort.
I always thought going to the temple was going to be when I got married. And because of the things that I went through, I ended up going by myself. I have these two beautiful daughters, and they are the blessings of my life. I want them to live their lives now and set that goal to go to the temple and never distract from it.
You know, being married for 5 years, you know, it's always been a goal of ours to be parents. And, you know, 5 years of, you know, trying and, you know, false alarms and whatnot.
There came a point where we were like, we're going to be parents, whether it's to someone that we can adopt or the neighborhood kids or whoever. It's all in the Lord's due time.
Bishop asked me to be a counselor in the primary, but I refused that calling because I have no patience at all with the kids since I don't have any children at all. Then one time, the first counselor of the bishopric said, "What if the Lord will ask you if you will accept that calling?" And I said, "Okay, I will try to accept that calling." That's the time I learned how to be humble, my patience, how to love that children. I have no my own family, but in the church, it's a big family for me.
We are all Heavenly Father's children, and Heavenly Father wants us to serve and love our family. Sometimes family can be irritating, but we should still love them.
A földi szüleink mellett van egy tökéletes mennyi atyánk, aki a teremtője mindannyiunknak, mindannyiunk lelkének, ezért ő csak tökéletes lelkeket tud teremteni. Földi életünkben nem vagyunk tökéletesek, de bennünk van a csirája tökéletességnek, és azért vagyunk ezen a földön, hogy fejlődjünk, hogy csiszolódjunk, és hogy azon az úton haladjunk, amit ő jónak lát számunkra.
Happy homes come in a variety of appearances. The home is the basis of a righteous life, and no other instrumentality can take its place or fulfill its essential functions. When true values and basic virtues undergird the families of society, hope will conquer despair, and faith will triumph over doubts.